Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast. Today we're joined by attorneys Eva Segelbloom and Ardea Canepa Rotoli of Maddox Segelbloom and Canepa for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome for the first time to the program, Ardea Canepa Rotoli. Am I getting that correct?
Yep. Canepa Rotoli, Ardea, yes.
Okay, and Eva Segelbloom. Pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you.
Want to start out, because your dad is Tick Segelbloom, one of my favorite guests on the program. And who could not be a bigger Bernie supporter if he tried. We're taping this the Monday right after we've seen the caucus. What's been the response from your dad so far?
He's obviously thrilled. He was a campaign co-chair for Bernie, and Bernie not only won, but it was overwhelming. So he's very excited about that.
And were you surprised, because the Culinary Union gave a lot of pushback in the last couple of weeks, sending out missives, not saying don't vote for Bernie, but talking about their health care plan and not wanting to lose that health care plan because of Medicare for All. Were you surprised at the Culinary?
Well, they made the decision not to endorse, and I'm sure that influenced their members, basically allowing their members to make their own up their own mind. And it looks like, just from what's been released, that a lot of Culinary members did vote for Bernie. So I know I read some commentary that even though they have wonderful health care, they're very thankful to their union. They have family members who aren't union members who they worry about for health care. And I think that probably impacted their decision.
Did you happen to watch the 60 Minutes piece?
Last night?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I didn't watch it. I just saw some clips.
What was interesting to me was Anderson Cooper conducted the interview. And the more of Bernie Sanders' plans that he talked about and asked him about how they were going to get paid for it, they were trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, not just Medicare for All, but all these other ideas. Do you think in the long run that that plays into Donald Trump's hands?
It could. I mean, that's why I'm not a Bernie supporter personally.
Really? Who are you supporting?
I support Elizabeth Warren.
Okay.
So, and she has a plan, and she has the ability to pay for those plans, including Medicare for All. So I do think, you know, Bernie is the leader of the movement. He's the one who first got that really into the consciousness of the country and the state. But it's going to just be increased scrutiny now from now on with him as the front runner.
Okay. And last question on this.
Sure.
And then we'll move on. Do you think Elizabeth Warren has still got a good chance here?
I do. The latest national poll shows her surging into second. I think that because there were around 2/3 of the early vote, it didn't make as much of an impact here. But she's certainly strong going into South Carolina. But look to those Super Tuesday states where she already had people on the ground other than some of the other people that are polling similar to her or below her. So.
I thought it was interesting that she started out with a great ground game and a lot of interaction with local media, but then it seemed to kind of drop off, and I was surprised at that. I thought that she might have done more local interviews than she had done. RDA, you're a Republican, so it's interesting. We've got a Democrat and a Republican here. Does all this play into Donald Trump's hands?
I would assume it does. I think that we know that I think the political setting right now is very polarized, and so I think that, personally, I think if Bernie gets the nomination, I think it does play into Trump's. I think those people that are more middle ground, like myself, are going to have a big decision to make, because from my standpoint, it scares me a little bit with where Bernie's thoughts are and where we're going to come up with the money for it. So I think some of those people that may be more middle ground and on the fence may lean more towards Trump if Bernie gets the nomination.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the business that you're in as attorneys right after this timeout.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with attorneys from the firm of Maddox, Segerblum, and Canepa, Eva Segerblum and Ardea Canepa Rotoli. One of the practices of your firm is marijuana, medical marijuana law. Tell us where we are with medical marijuana law. I mean, I always talked to your dad about this, but now we're dealing with the real meat and potatoes of it.
Sure, and you know, there's also adult use now as well. So. Basically, there are some disputes with how some of the licensing was issued for some of the adult use facilities. But other than that, the operations are strong, they're growing, they're making a profit now. And I think that people in the industry that have kind of weathered the rocky start, and by that I only mean that it took a while for them to make money because you had to you had so much overhead to start these businesses, but people who have kind of gone through that and are still operational are really doing well. They're meeting the demand of the consumers in Nevada, and it really seems like, compared to other states especially, we have a very strong program.
Okay, so that's a very rosy outlook. What I am hearing is that there's quite a shakeout in the industry, that a lot of the weaker players are starting to go by the wayside and either being bought up or going to go out of business. And that because of the taxes, the black market is still thriving, and so it's making it difficult for these, especially on the recreational side, for these companies to make money. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think it's ultimately anyone's choice whether or not they want to sell their business. I do think a lot of people have transferred shares of ownership, either wholly or big percentages, to especially to companies that are on the public market in Canada. But that's only the only reason why people are investing in that is because they see some value there. So there's always going to be talk and concern about the black market, but I would think you would look at it compared to, for example, California, that is struggling much more than we are. And I think we have a better system in place, and there are a lot of people who are really doing well in this industry and continuing to thrive.
As you look at the president and his personal views on alcohol, which is colored by the fact that his brother died of alcoholism, and that he doesn't drink, he doesn't take drugs, do you think that there's any chance, certainly in the remaining period of this cycle, or potentially if he's reelected, that he would federally allow this to be legalized?
It's hard to know what they're going to do. I mean, there's been talk about trying to allow for federal banking. I mean, that's one of the biggest issues, I think, right now for these businesses is they don't have the ability to go through banks. So it's such a cash market. But there has been talk on the federal level about, you know, allowing that for federal banking. But, yeah, to try to predict the future of what's going to go on. I mean, we can go back all the way, look at prohibition for alcohol. I mean, that goes back a long ways. I think that the trends of the states are is that it is going legal, and that you look at that from prohibition standpoint, at some point there's going to be enough states that are doing this that the federal is going to be pushed to have to go there.
Well, and my thought was, you know, if there's tax money available, then the federal government wants their share of it.
Well, and they're already getting their fair share of it. I mean, that's the reality is these businesses, although it's still illegally on a federal level, they're still having to pay their taxes. And if they don't pay their taxes, they're going to get hit. In fact, I think that's the biggest issue for any businesses of being having any fear on that federal level is as long they need to be complying with the tax requirement or they are going to get hit.
And you know, that was the same deal obviously with alcohol.
Yep.
It was the taxes that ended up nailing them. Has what the state treasurer has done, Zach Conine, with trying to find a way for this to no longer be a cash business, how's that working out?
I think he has some really brilliant ideas. I think that we cannot have a better person in that position to be thinking about this pragmatically and in the best interest of the state. So it hasn't gotten there yet, but I think he has some brilliant ideas on how to do it. I think he's also trying to wait and see if that Safe Banking Act gets enacted federally. But I know from talking to people, we cannot be happier with Zach Conine. He has been an excellent state treasurer so far.
One of the things that I think may have surprised a lot of people, and even me, to be honest with you, is with the popularity of legalized marijuana in the state of Nevada, that we have not seen huge problems on the roads, for example, and in other areas where one might have expected it. Has that surprised you?
It really hasn't, because I mean, I think you look at marijuana versus alcohol. I mean, alcohol has been legal for a long time. You still have people out there who are going to be deciding to drink and drive. They're going to get DUIs. You're going to get people who were, if they're using marijuana recreationally, you're hoping they're making the decision to not drive, and if they do, they're going to get a DUI. So, I mean, from my standpoint, I looked at it as, you know, you're going to have people who are going to be irresponsible and those that are not. So I don't think that legalizing it, I'm not really surprised by that. I didn't think that there was going to be a rise automatically. I think part of it maybe though, and this is something else that is needing to be worked on, is an ability for police officers, you know, out patrolling to have something when they're pulling people over right then and there to be able to test them, like a breathalyzer type of test for marijuana, and we're just not there yet. So I think once that comes into place, that's going to obviously help. I think police officers very much in that regard. But I'm not really surprised. I think that The recreational use is actually controlling it better than those out on the black market, because they're not there. They know what product they're getting. They know that we are one of the heaviest regulated states for testing, third-party testing of the products. And so people are getting good quality, safe product versus getting something on the black market that could be laced with something that they don't know about.
And Eva, it's interesting too that the police have adopted a position not only in Nevada but in Utah and Colorado, where they're saying the law has changed, you know, we follow the law, and letting it go at that, versus Second Amendment, where any kind of gun control things come into play, that you have sheriffs saying, we're not going to enforce this.
Yeah, I think it, you know, goes a little bit to our state and maybe some surrounding states, that libertarian streak a little bit. But I think they also see the reality of how much revenue it's generated. And it's just easier for them to have a hands-off approach versus, I think there's a lot more pushback from the citizenry of some of those rural counties regarding the Second Amendment, and especially regarding the recent changes, and that they just don't want to comply with that. I mean, it's going to come to a head. Obviously, it's already kind of started. But I think it's just kind of a pragmatic revenue thing, and also what the people are upset about.
And I think also that law enforcement was actually happy to get marijuana completely off the table in terms of having to deal with it, because they were already pushing it back to, you know, the least important thing that they were dealing with. All right, let's take another break. We'll come back and more on what you guys do for your business when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Eva Segerblum and Ardia Canepa Rotoli, attorneys with Maddox Segerblum and Canepa. Construction defects. When you guys, and I'm going to say that you guys contacted me to be on the program, and I'm very happy that you did. And I thought the construction defects was going to be, you know, the start of a war between you and the builders. And what I was surprised to find from both of you and from the other side was everybody said, hey, you know what? We had great conversations at the last legislative session, and we're not looking to start a war. What happened, and how did at least a semi-form of peace come about?
I think part of it we owe to, we're both members and the Board of Governors of Nevada Justice Association, which is a trial lawyers organization. So our lobbyist, our executive director, Victoria Kulbaugh, she's just the guru of being at the session, knowing all the other players at the session, and she really helped us set the tone and meet with the builders kind of from the beginning, and builder representative, builders lobbyists. And we were there every week, almost every day, meeting with them, trying to talk about what would work, what wouldn't work. And so I think just having that open path of communication, which we haven't had in the past because we've been so defensive, both sides, really helped this session.
Was there any particular piece of this that sticks out in your mind and says, hey, once we were able to resolve this bump, it made things a lot easier to have the discussion? Because, I mean, obviously, you know, if you find a property with construction defects, you're going to file a lawsuit. I mean, there's no two ways about it, and builders are going to defend against that. But obviously, something happened.
Yeah, well, just to talk a little bit about the history, 2015 session, there was a sweeping bill passed when the Republicans took over, and it really hurt homeowners. I think a lot of people even said on the Republican side, they didn't think they were going to get that much passed, and that it was really overreaching in terms of it was very seriously hurt homeowners. So we started from the position of that really went too far. We're not trying to go back to where we were before 2015 session, but we have to have some compromise because there's people out there struggling and we want to help them. And so there were several portions of the bill that were very hotly contested between us. And we talked about them a lot. But I think, you know, the big things for us were statute of repose, which is how long someone has to bring a claim. The big thing for the builders really was kind of the definition of what a defect is. And we both compromised on trying to get something that worked out and that the legislators would vote for and that the governor would sign. Because we had directives too that, you know, he wasn't going to go back to pre-2015.
One of the things I was doing as a little research was looking at your guys' website and the settlements that you have made. I mean, this is, you're not paying me for a free advertisement, but your firm has made tens of millions of dollars in settlements. And so this is big business. Has this affected your bottom line in terms of being, because of compromise, of being able to sue and win big cases?
I think on the attorney sees is, you obviously, you know, that is one of the biggest issues that is hard for homeowners and for the builders. Prior to 2015, homeowners had the right to recover attorney's fees as part of damages. So, and the reason why that was put in, I mean, that goes all the way back to the initial 1995, putting Chapter 40 in place, was that was a compromise between builders and homeowners. Was, okay, homeowners, you're going to be able to recover expert fees, litigation costs, and attorney's fees, so that when you get your settlement, you now have enough money to actually make the repairs. 2015 took away that ability to recover attorney's fees as an element of damages. There are other ways to go about trying to recover attorney's fees. We take these cases on contingency because most homeowners don't have monies in their pocket to be able to go hire an attorney and go against these big builders and these big insurance companies. So we obviously don't get paid unless we recover money for the homeowners. The attorney's fees issue really hurts the homeowners, if anything. If the homeowners have the ability to recover attorney's fees as an element of damages, there are instances, if we can't recover attorney's fees by these other avenues, that now the homeowners are not going to be left with enough money to do those full costs of repair. So yes, I would say it's not so much hurting our bottom line as it's making it more difficult for homeowners to be able to recover enough money to repair the house fully. Like I said, there are other avenues that we're pursuing for attorney's fees, and so that's what we've been doing. And probably those avenues will go up to the Supreme Court at some point as well.
Okay, so Eva, as you look at the next legislative session, are there issues already on the table between you and the builders?
Well, it's something we're just kind of starting to talk about. There's a few things we would like to try to get to, again, protect homeowners. And we also haven't heard yet from the builders on how the new law is working for them. So most of the new law went into effect October 1st. Some of it was in effect immediately, but we haven't really gotten feedback yet from them. So we're actually just starting to meet with them to kind of see what their thoughts are. But we're always going to try and and help homeowners the most that we can, and that's kind of our position. And one of the missions of Nevada Justice Association is to protect that right to a jury trial and the rights of consumers. And so we have things we're thinking about, but it's an open discussion now, and we do want to hear from the builders and see where they're at.
So in the upcoming session, is there any truth to the idea that there may be issues with hospitals from the Trial Lawyers Association coming up in the next session?
I will be candid with you. We don't represent injured people and any kind of, aside from with their homes, but like personal injury, that's not something we do. I know that as a organization, we're just committed to listening to all the parties that have an interest in things and trying to work a solution, because at the end of the day, I think we have legislators that are very pragmatic, that want to not only help everyone that's in their district, and that can include business owners, hospitals, and consumers. So I don't know of anything specific on the horizon.
Okay, all right. So your answer to that would be no, then, that you're not anticipating something like that coming up.
Not that I'm aware of, that we're going to have some big battle with hospitals. Like I said, we're always trying to protect consumers and the individual Nevadan and against big companies, insurance companies, etc. We're trying to help them, but there's no mission to do big battle right now with the hospitals or anything like that.
Alrighty, a long answer to a short question. Thank you both very much for being here. We appreciate you doing this, and come back, will you?
Absolutely.
Okay, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.